Divorce happens. In fact, it happens to nearly half of first marriages. So how do you announce your divorce? And why are divorce announcements essential to the divorce process? Welcome to a special season of A Fresh Story podcast. Let's talk about divorce announcements.
You get divorced. You get divorced.
Getting divorced?
I'm getting a divorce.
You're getting a divorce.
Because she's getting a divorce.
So what if I get divorced?
Hello, hello, hello. We're here with our friend Rachel. Rachel, if you could take a second and tell us who you are, what you do, and where you're from.
Sure. I am Rachel Sobel. I am a mother of two, a divorced, remarried wife. I like to call myself a do-over wife. I am a writer, a speaker, a podcaster, and I am in South Florida.
Amazing. So obviously, we're talking about divorce announcements. So how did you announce your divorce? Now, I guess you weren't really on social media, right, at the time that your divorce came about. So I'm curious how you announced your divorce, generally speaking, to family, friends, the larger community.
So social media was like a newish thing. Facebook had kind of just been released to like the elder millennials and Gen X. It wasn't just a college thing. So I didn't make a broad announcement, but I think that it was the dynamic of the relationship I was in. I was in a very controlling marriage. My ex now did not want me announcing to anyone, did not want me to talk about it, did not want me telling anyone. And looking back on that now, I wish I would have owned it a little bit more. I wish I would have just, you know, said, I'm going to tell who I want. But I kind of secretly told my best friend, my mom, I told his parents because he refused to tell them. But behind the scenes, I was still kind of being forced to go out to dinner and act like a couple and do all that stuff. And so I struggled with the announcement part of it. And honestly, with social media, as you know, when you start to see people post less or see people disappear from pictures, people start to slide into your messages. Oh, is everything okay? So I got some of that. And that's kind of how it started to unravel, is people just figured it out based on what I was and wasn't posting. And I was kind of forced into the conversation. And I was also forced into it at my daughter's preschool when a teacher announced it to another parent saying, oh, you're getting divorced. You're getting divorced. You guys should talk. So I didn't have control of the narrative. And now looking back in retrospect, I wish I would have had enough sense of self and courage to just say it, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. But I was in this, I was trapped in this dynamic that was not healthy, was very toxic. I was told not to say anything and I listened. But I would tell any woman out there who feels like that, that this is your moment to share it if you need support. If you don't want to share it, don't. But if you feel like you don't want to be isolated, it's a very lonely time.
Yeah.
So I wish, looking back, that I would have handled it differently, but you know what you know.
So when you shared it, was it like phone calls, text messages?
So it was, I sent a couple of text messages to people that I was scared to say it in person, not because I was scared of their reaction, but I was scared I would get emotional and cry and lose it. Everybody was shocked on my end because I think I just did a really good job of faking it for a really long time. But it was mostly phone calls, a couple of in-person. I'm very emotional, so I don't do well. I'm the kind of person that if you hug me and I'm having a bad day, I will collapse in your arms and just like melt into a puddle of tears.
You do the whole like, I'm fine, I'm fine. Yeah.
I didn't do like a mass text. I didn't do that, but I definitely texted a few people that didn't live locally. And then I had dinner with a few other people where it wasn't planned around that announcement, but I kind of just was like, I have to tell you this and I don't want to talk about it in detail, but this is what's going on. And then I kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Now, when people started asking questions about the social media part of it, did you end up saying something on social media?
Yes, because, you know, one thing about me is that even if I faked it in my marriage in terms of being happy, I am very authentic to myself and I always have been. And so I had a hard time lying about once I was called out. So I did own up to it and say, yes, we're getting divorced, but please don't say anything. But, you know, it's scary. Once you say something that you know is going to, even if you tell someone not to say anything, someone always says something. Yeah. So I noticed that once I started to talk about it privately through direct messages, people started asking more about it. And I can't even be mad about it. It's human nature. I think people just have a genuine curiosity when someone has enough courage and strength to leave a marriage, whether they're looking in a mirror or they're just curious in general about it. But yeah, definitely I owned up to it when people asked me about it on social media.
And what were some of the responses you got from either the people in your real life or on social media?
the biggest response I got, which I think was the most shocking to me, was from people that I didn't even know very well, who once they heard about it, asked how I did it, how I knew, which led me to feel oddly less alone, because I realized there were a lot of people struggling who just weren't talking about it. And that's another reason I think if I would have owned it and done it from a place of power of saying, I'm getting divorced and I'm okay, maybe it would kind of, you know, set the tone differently for people in my life or in my orbit. But the most common question I got was, how did you know it was time?
Yeah.
What was the breaking point?
Yeah, me too. Maybe we should do a whole episode on that. I feel like that, because I get that question a lot too. How do you know? So why do you think, and you kind of alluded to this, but why is the divorce announcement so important? What's the empowerment aspect there?
I think that when we get divorced, many of us feel like victims, right? We feel like it's happening to us, which in some respects it is, because some people don't want the divorce. They're just kind of along for the ride.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I did not want the divorce because I was so scared to break up my family and blow up my life and all that stuff. Now I am mad at myself for waiting so long because I realize it was the right decision. I think the inherent power of announcing it is that you control the narrative. You can't ever control what other people are going to say, but if you are able to come from your own space and comfort level to share whatever it is you want to share, you get to feel like you're in power. And I think divorce makes you feel so powerless. Divorce makes you feel small. It makes you feel like you failed. It makes you feel all these things that have negative connotations. And I think if we could flip the script a little bit and own it and have women feel comfortable saying, yeah, I'm getting divorced and I have no regrets because it's the right decision to make, even though it's a hard one.
Yeah.
I think we could change the narrative a lot for a lot of people.
Well, we have such a trouble in our society with the both and, right? You can be both sad and grateful and both devastated and ready for a fresh start, right? And it's really tricky for people to hold those two thoughts at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't learn that until therapy, honestly.
Yeah, same.
My therapist was like, it's not just the whole two things can be true, because that is one of the things that I love. I know it's going to get overused, but I love it because it's spot on. You can't have you can't have love without hate. You can't have anger without happy. You can't, it's like the whole good and evil thing, right? You have to have the flip side of the emotions to really experience the good ones too. And I never realized how much of an effect that has on us.
That's so true. So if somebody's listening to this and they're going to craft a divorce announcement, Rachel, what would be some tips that you would have for putting that into the world?
I think you have to, everyone has to do what makes them comfortable. I don't think you have to necessarily like hop on social media and announce something, right? I think if you want to have private conversations with friends, if you want to host a dinner, if you want to go to happy hour, for me, I always lean on self-deprecating humor when I'm dealing with messy things, because I don't like to make fun of other people. I don't like to make jokes at other people's expenses, but I think that kind of putting yourself out there for sacrifice to like have that self-deprecating moment brings levity to the situation. And I'm just a big fan of, I don't like things to get too serious. So I like to kind of bring that balance. I think if you can find a humorous way, like to put it out there in whatever way makes you comfortable, I don't think there should be parameters around it that are so hard and steadfast. I think divorce is so subjective and so personal that you have to do whatever works for your personality and what is going to bring you peace. And it's not about other people. You're not making an announcement to inform other people.
Yeah.
You're doing it for yourself. So you have to do what makes you feel good, whatever that looks like.
So what would you say if you told a friend and then they were like, but have you thought about this or blah, blah, blah? What's kind of like a script people can use to like put the kibosh on that?
I would say, I appreciate that you might have opinions on this and I understand, but you know, you haven't walked in my shoes. You haven't been married to this person. And it's a very personal experience for me. And right now I really just need your support. And that doesn't mean that you always have to agree with me, but I need you not to should me. I don't want shoulds. This is a hard enough decision as it is. I have a child involved and I really just need people that I can lean on who are going to be in my corner and help me through this. And so I'm always open to your opinions and feedback. But when it comes to the divorce thing, this is something that I'm going to have to shut down. And I just need you to be there for me.
Now, as somebody that's big on social media, what would be some specific social media tips for, you're very careful with what you share about your ex-husband. And so what would you say in terms of that arena?
I know everyone feels differently about this. And I also think we all evolve and grow and that changes how we present ourselves on social media. I'm a firm believer that if you have children, especially minor children who are still potentially sharing custody, I think it's bad form to trash someone, even if they deserve it. Even if someone has been so horrible to you, you are creating a digital footprint for your divorce that your child is going to look back on. And not just your child, teachers, coaches, friends, parents, and people talk, you know, like people do talk. So it would break my heart if someone went to school and said to my kid, oh my God, I saw that article that, you know, your mom wrote about your dad. Oh God. Like that is such a terrible position to put a child in. So I'm a firm believer that you do not trash your ex on social media. Trash him with your friends in a silent circle where it's not going to get out if that makes you feel better, but don't do it publicly. That being said, I do think that when you have kids that are grown and they're, you know, 18 and older and they're adults and maybe they have their own kids, if it's something that you are, maybe you're a content creator or it's something important to you being authentic, I think it's okay to start sharing pieces, but I think you owe it to your kids to have conversations with them, honest conversations of saying, I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're okay with it. Tell me what, you know, how you feel, and just open the dialogue, because I think that you'll gain more respect with your kids and you won't, it's just hard being, I'm a child of divorce too, to be in the middle of two parents who clearly do not like each other. And then you bring it to social media, it's a very slippery slope. And so I would just urge parents to, no matter how much you think that person deserves to be trashed, no matter how much of a garbage person they might be to you, just remember that you have an innocent child who's watching and everyone around them is watching, and you don't want to do things to complicate their life.
No, and you do such a beautiful job of, I've learned this from you, of you can talk about what happened to you, like authentically, without having to center that person.
Yes. Yes. I think that that's the, I think one of the biggest things that people don't realize when you are sharing any parts of your life, whether it's your livelihood or just a hobby on social media, especially divorce stuff, we don't have to share our kids and their experiences. We can talk about it from our lens and how it affected us. And I really do try and do that as much as possible with everything that I write, because I don't want to tell my kids' stories or my ex's story. I want to tell my story. And sometimes there's going to be overlap, but I think you have to be really careful to not bring someone into the fold of messy stories that you tell, because I just think it's irresponsible.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Amazing. Rachel, where can people find you?
I am at Wine and Cheez-Its, which is my biggest platform on Instagram, W-H-I-N-E. And that's pretty much where I am on Facebook. My website is wineandcheezits.com and TikTok is rachel.sobel.writes.
Amazing. We always appreciate you being here. And this will be a continuing conversation for sure. So thank you as always.
Thank you for bringing this to light and for doing so much work in the divorce space and really kind of changing how we're all looking at things. You guys are amazing.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.